This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The breaking of the seals began the tribulation period. Now there is a sort of aside or interim where John is told what will happen next. It begins with four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, the four compass points, east, west, north, and south. These are God's angels who are in charge of the winds of the earth, so that they will not blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. These winds are evidently destructive winds, as we find that these angels were granted to harm the earth and the sea. Another angel ascends from the rising of the sun from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he tells the four angels to refrain from harming the earth, or the sea, or the trees, until the bondservants of God have been sealed on their foreheads. This group who are sealed are specific in number and nationality. They are 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. Then John sees a great multitude from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They are clothed in white robes and hold palm branches in their hands, while they say, "Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Then all the angels, elders, and four living creatures fall on their faces and worship God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." One of the elders asks John who this multitude in white robes is, but John said to the elder, "My Lord, you know." The elder's answer is, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The elder goes on to say that, "For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them." The description of what follows for them more fully identifies them, as it is a partial list of what those in the great tribulation will suffer. John puts it this way, "They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." These are the things John will see as he watches the tribulation continue to play out, even looking ahead to the great tribulation, which many think of as the last 3.5 years. The wind is not mentioned again as part of the tribulation, but it is good to remember that it is taking place, along with all the other things that are mentioned. The ones who are sealed are Jews God has chosen as his witnesses during this period, and none of the things that happened during this period happened to them. That in itself would be quite a witness. Notice that this chapter begins with action on the earth, the angels holding back the winds until a certain time, and then the sealing of the 144,000 from every tribe of the sons of Israel. But then the action is taking place in heaven. And notice also that what is going on in heaven is quite different from what is happening on earth. The tribulation is in full swing on earth, but in heaven there is worship. There is much more that could be said about this chapter of Revelation, but there are a couple of things that might need to be said now. About the 144,000, we are told that they are from every tribe of the sons of Israel, yet there is one original tribe that is left out. And in many of the listings of the 12 tribes, Joseph is left out to be replaced by his sons Ephraim and Manasseh. Here, Joseph is mentioned along with his son Manasseh. His other son Ephraim is left out. The number of tribes is still 12. That is what is meant in this context by every tribe of the sons of Israel. It is thought that Dan is left out because that was where idol worship was firmly established when Israel split into the two nations of Israel and Judah after the death of King Solomon. Perhaps Ephraim was left out because it was a rebellious tribe also. Did you notice the palm branches and the word Hosanna being used by this multitude? Those are uniquely connected to Israel, but it also points out that salvation comes to all from God through the Lamb. The mention of palm branches and the mention of such things as no hunger, no thirst, help to identify groups of people. Keep looking for such identifying things as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.